learned in Kedushin, be nogei Pesach. And it'll be nogei also what we're learning next man Yevamos. I mean, wintertime Yevamos. Okay. The Gemara in Lamed Zayin Amud Beis in Kedushin, the Gemara brought down a machlekes about the Isur Chodosh, about eating the new grains before the Omer, before the Hakrov of the Omer, whether the Isur was Chal immediately by Matan Torah universally all over the world. That's in the Lashon HaGemara, Moshfosechem B'chol Mekayim Shat Atayim Yoshvim. That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. And then there's another sheet of Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, that said that the Isur Chodosh only starts, Moshfosechem means La'acha Yeshiva. Only after the 14 years after they conquered and settled the land and divided the land, then the Isur Chodosh starts. But before that, the Isur Chodosh wasn't applicable. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara brings down a Pasuk in Yoshua, Bishlam Elamandi Yom HaMokam Kol Mokam Shatam Yoshvim Mashma, that the Isur Chodosh started immediately. Hainu Dechsiv Ayochlu Me'ibur Ha'oretz Mimachras HaPesach, that they only ate from the produce of the land on the Maro of the Pesach, which means, according to the Gemara over here in the Bavli, that it means on the 16th day of Nisan. They started eating from the new produce, the new grains of the land. And the Gemara explains, Me'ikara lo ochel, they didn't eat it before the 16th. Why? Alma akrav oimer v'hadar ochel, because you needed to be makriv the korban oimer. The korban oimer is what's matter the Isur Chodosh. We're aware of the Isur Chodosh is until the 16th, or until you bring the korban oimer. So before the korban oimer, they couldn't eat the Chodosh. So therefore, they only started to eat the new produce of the land on the 16th. Elo l'mandi amar la'acha Yerusha v'yeshiva. But according to the Mandi Yomer, that says that the whole Isur Chodosh only starts 14 years later, and this Pasuk in Yoshua is referring to when they immediately came into the Eretz Israel. This is talking about the Mamish. They came into Eretz Israel on Yud Nisan. It's good to know that they came in on Yud Nisan. And what else happened on Yud Nisan? If people know, remember what happened on Yud Nisan? Yeah, Yud Nisan was Shabbos HaGadol, was the original Shabbos HaGadol. In fact, Rav Moshe has a whole vart in his Haggadah, why we don't celebrate Shabbos HaGadol, why we celebrate it on Shabbos rather than on Yud Nisan. The Nes was on Yud Nisan, and we celebrate it on Shabbos, which could be Yud Aleph, could be Tes, could be doesn't conform to the date. So Rav Moshe has a whole vart over there, because Taked has to do with the coming into Eretz Yisrael, so he has a vart over there. But the Gemara asks the Kasha, Elo l'man yamalachi Yerusha v'yeshiva, if the whole Isur Chodosh starts only after 14 years, so nechol la'altar, so why did they only eat from the new produce of the land on the 16th, which assumingly has to do with the Omer, with the Korban Omer? They could have eaten it immediately. There's no Isur Chodosh b'chlal. Answers the Gemara, lo avitzrichi, enochanami, mitzad the Isur v'heter, they could have eaten from the Chodosh. There was no Isur, because there was no Isur Chodosh until 14 years. But they didn't, there was no need to eat from the new produce of the land. Why? So the Gemara explains, because they had from the man. They had the man that they collected before, at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira, that man that they collected in their baskets, that lasted until Tes Zayin, until the 16th day of Nisan. That's the Gemara. Oh, so I gave you to learn over a Ritva. Anyone has the Ritva here? The Ritva, this is the, what do you call it? So the Ritva asks the question. The Gemara answers over here, according to the Man Yemer, 14 years, that the Yisra didn't start until after 14 years. Why not? Because they didn't need it. They didn't need to eat it, but it was mutter. So yes. What do you mean they didn't eat it until the 16th day? They needed to eat. Why? Because you needed for the matzah shalo rishon. You needed to eat it for the mitzvah matzah, which was on the night of the 15th. The night of the 15th. What do you mean they only started eating from the produce of the land on the 16th? They needed to eat from the produce of the land. They needed to eat this grains on the night of the Leil HaSeder. So what's going on over here? And he throws in here, She'ena ela mechameshes aminim. You could only make the mitzvahs matzah from the chameshes aminim. So l'chari he means to lafuki that they couldn't be yotze with the mon. Why couldn't you be yotze with the mon? Which is a whole different shmooze, which we won't go into now. Why you couldn't be yotze with the mon? L'chari the mon is whatever you think it is. It had all the timim of all the minim that you wanted. So why couldn't you be yotze matzah with the mon? Okay, we'll do, that's a different shmooze we won't go into now. But that's the Ritva's kasha. What do you mean they only ate it until the 16th? They had to eat it for the night of Pesach. And answers the Ritva, B'shem Taisis, Tirtzu B'Taisis is not our Taisis, it's the Taisis that the Ritva had, a different Taisis. The Einoch Hanami, the Ochlu Minei B'Lel Pesach L'Chayvus Matzahs Kazayis. They tak ate it on the 15th because they needed to be Yotze the Mitzvahs Matzah. I, what does it say over here that they only ate it from the 16th? So he says, V'hoder achli mon kol halayla. After they were yotze the mitzvah, so there was no need for eating from the produce of the land anymore. They ate from their mon. They ate from the mon the night of the Seder beyond the mitzvah's matzah, and on the day of Yontif of the 15th, and the night of the 16th, and then the day of the 16th when the mon ran out, then they ate from the matzah. I, what does the pasuk mean? When did they continue? When did they start eating from the produce of the land continuously? In other words, they ate from the produce of the land, takav mitzvah matzah, on the night of the Seder, but then they refrained. They ceased eating. When did they continue eating from the produce of the land? That only started on the 16th, because then the mon was not here anymore. They didn't have the mon, so that's what the pasuk means, that they ate from the produce of the land starting from the 16th. What does it mean from the 16th? They ate it on the night of the Seder. When did they continue eating without ceasing eating from the produce of the land? That started on the 16th, right? Understand? That's the Ritva. B'shem Taisis. So I just made a point over here to look at the note over here in 120 over here, what the Magia writes over here. And I think he missed. I think he made an error over here. That's why I wanted to point it out. I think he made an error. I didn't put, not that to point out his errors, but that you should be, you look at the things and see whether you don't trust everything that's written in the Oras. We can trust the Ritva, but we don't have to trust the Oras. We should see whether it's correct. He writes over here, Nireh, when he brings down this Taisus that they ate the 15th for the Seder, he writes, Nireh de Kavonis Rabbeinu de Ochlum in Hachodosh Mishum da Asei Doicha Lo Sasei. Obviously he made a mistake. Why? Because here we're working with the mandiyoma that it's mutter. The Ritva is dealing with the mandiyoma that holds that it's usur until it's only usur after the 14 years. So he asks, why didn't they eat it before? You don't need any dechia, you don't need to be doicha lo sasei, chodosh is not usur. So the Chari is incorrect what he over here. He says that they ate it on the 15th because Asei Dochalos Asei. Taisis that bring down this Yerushalmi that talks about Asei Dochalos Asei is talking according to the other Mandiomer. The Mandiomer that holds that Chodesh is Usher immediately, right at Matan Torah, it was Usher Chodesh. So the Yerushalmi asks, why the Pasuk said they only ate from the produce of the land on the 16th? What do you mean? They should have eaten from the produce of the land on the night of the Seder. I say, Dokalos, I say. And that the Yerushalmi asks the question, the Yerushalmi gives the answer, which Tyson brings down over here. Okay? So that's...
He knew that the mon was meant to be a substitute for matzah.
No, mon is not a substitute for matzah. You can't be yaitzah the mitzvahs matzah with mon. Why didn't they eat the... They should have eaten from the produce of the land, from the chodosh, on the night of the Seder. There's no Easter involved at all. So he says, Enoch Hanami, they did, but they stopped afterwards because there was no need to eat from it. And when did they continuously eat with it? That's on the 16th. Okay. This is really just an introduction because of the Taisus of Yerushalmi. There's a famous kasha from the famous kashas that's brought down in many Svarim about this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks the question that why would, even if you hold that Chodesh was usher immediately by Matan Torah, and it was usher at the time of Yeshua when he conquered the land, right when the first year that he got into Eretz Israel, it's mashmah, but they only ate from the produce of the land from the 16th onwards. Why don't you say asei doicha lo sasei? That's the Yerushalmi's question. Yerushalmi gives two answers. So the Frek, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason, he's called the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz asked the famous question that's brought down, it's not in this safe, it's brought down from people that wrote it, brought down this kash. I mean, Cheskinuch brings it down, the Arvei Nachal brings it down. We'll go into this question.
What's Avi? Is it Mitzvah Avera?
No. Okay, we'll get into that later. No. Halts Mitzvah Avera, so that's a famous, as an aside, parenthetically. So there's the Shagas Arya that we all gave out. Shagas Arya says that there can't be a Mitzvah Avera. If I say Ducha Losa, I say, then there's no Mitzvah Avera. It's not Avera. If it would be a Losa, say Vase, things like that, where it's not Ducha. But if it's Ducha, so then there's no mitzvah b'aveira anymore, because I say, in other words, there's a major question on the Rambam, because the Rambam says taka that there, which seems to be a problem in using matzah on a thing that's osur. So the Shagas Arya asks, what do you mean? I say dochalos. I say then I mitzvah b'aveira. There's no mitzvah b'aveira, and that's one of the famous questions also. But anyway, Rabbi Yonasan asks like this. Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz asks like this. He brings down the Gemara. That Gemara in Tzmura and Gemara in Megillah, Gemara says a lot of places that 3,000 halachas were forgotten in the time of the Avela of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that in the morning of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they were mourning for Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Tsar, the Avelus of the Pater of Moshe Rabbeinu, so 3,000 halachas were forgotten. Halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim were forgotten. Until Asniel ben Kenaz, who lived afterwards, he was the first of the Shoftim, he brought back these halachas through his pilpul, through his understanding of Torah, he brought back these halachas. One of these halachas was the halacha of shiurim. How much you have to eat to be mekayim a mitzvah? How much do you have to eat in order to be over an Easter? So one of the halachas that were forgotten was, we know that the Easter mitzvah matzah, the shiur is a kezayis. The Easter for Chodosh is an Easter of kezayis. We know all these surim, a lot of these surim are this seizure and that seizure, but these were halachal of Moshe Mitzrayim that was forgotten in the Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu and wasn't brought back until years later, till tens of years later. So Frechter, Rabbi Yonasan, he asked Akasha, how can you say, I say, doi chalos, I say over here, we don't know what the shear is. So therefore, what's the problem? He says, the problem will be like this. Maybe he's going to be eating less than the shear. He doesn't know what the shear is, so he's going to eat a certain amount. Who says he's going to hit? He's going to zero in and focus in on the exact shear. Maybe he's not going to eat the exact shear. He's going to eat less than the shear. And if he eats less than the shear, it's a problem of chatzi shear that's osur. There's a problem of chatzi shear osur in the araisa according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin. It's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish whether chatzi shear is osur in the rabbanim osur in the araisa, but we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's osur in the araisa. So maybe he's going to be eating less than the shear. Or maybe he's going to be eating more than the shear. So even though he was Mekayim the Mitzvah, but the Maisa, he's going to be eating more than the shear. That's going to be also. Who allows him to do this, to get into this problem over here with on this side or on this side, less than the shear or more than the shear, he's going to be eating a Chatzi shear, which is Osam and Atira.
We don't know Chatzi shear either.
Whatever it is, but we know there's an Easter of Chatzi Shir. We know that there's an Easter of
Shirim don't apply.
But, no, the Shirim there, but they didn't know what the Shir. Yeah, we didn't know what the Shir was.
This is only in that Tkufa, though, in between Moshe's and...
Yeah, right. But this is what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about that Tkufa. When the Rishami was asking, let's say, I say, Dechalosa, I say, the Rishami was referring to that Tkufa in that period of time when the Shirim were not known. We know there's a shear, we know there was a shear, but we don't know what the shear is. So maybe he's going to be eating less, maybe he's going to be eating more. And maybe he's going to be eating the exact amount, but there's two sides. The odds are that he's not going to be doing that, so he's going to be over an Easter. So how can he be doing that? That's the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan's famous kash. Yeah? Beautiful kash. This is that... The Minchas Chinuch brings down this kasha from Rabbi Yonasan, Eibschitz, and he says like this. He says, I'm not going to tell you the answer because he doesn't answer it, but he says like this. He says, really, the question is a little bit more than that. He says he even asks, why did the Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz have to ask from this Yerushalmi and the problem about they forgot from the Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu? You could have asked from every time, even today, that we do know this year. So Rabbi Yonasan, the Minchas Chinuch asks like this, and there's a lot of Yesodos that we'll learn up from this Minchas Chinuch. We know that the shear is a kezayis, but there's another thing that it says in Shas It's machlokes, but a lot of mandiyomrim hold. There's a concept called ef shel etzamtzem. We can't be precise. You think you're getting a kazayis, maybe it's not exactly a kazayis. Ef shel etzamtzem. You can't be precise. You can't be so in precision that you hit mamash a kazayis. So therefore, there's a problem that maybe it's less than a kazayis, maybe it's more than a kazayis. When you think you're taking a kazayis, but ef shel etzamtzem, you can't know exactly that it's a kazayis. So maybe it's less than a kazayis, maybe it's a little bit more than a kazayis. So Menachas Chinuch says like this. Listen good, it's a very nice thing. B'shem Taisus. Taisus says in a lot of places like this. How are you, when we do a mitzvah of matzah, you want to eat a kazayis, but you don't know if you're eating a kazayis or not. You can't be precise. So Taisus says, I'll tell you why you yitz in a mitzvah. Because the odds are you mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because there are three chances that could be. There are three alternatives. Either the less than a kazayis, where you weren't yaitz in the mitzvah. Either a kazayis that you were mekayim the mitzvah. Or you ate more than a kazayis, where you were also mekayim the mitzvah. So in your possibilities of what you did over here, it's a rove that you were mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore you're mekayim the mitzvah. Because it is the rove stod the mind that you were mekayim the mitzvah. Right? Beautiful. Tosfos says the same thing is true. There's a problem. How can you give a guy malchus if he ate a kazayis of chaza? You don't give a guy malchus misafek. Ef shel etzamtzem. You can't know for sure that the guy ate a kazayis. And if he ate a less than a kazayis, even though it's chatzishir is osur, but you don't get malchus for chatzishir. Chatzishir is osur, but you don't get malchus. So how can we give a guy malchus? Says the Taisus, the same idea, the same fancy footwork. What does he say? He says like this. He says that what's the alternatives over here? Either he ate less than a kazayis, which is only chatzishir, which is osir, but no malchus. But he might have eaten a shir, or he might have eaten more than a shir. So rov tzdadim are that he ate that his eating was an eating that he's going to be mechayev a malchus. So you give a malchus. Oh, very good. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that's all very good. You have a mitzvah, you have a los asay, but how do you do asay docha los asay? How do you have asay docha? How can the Yerushalmi say asay? How do we eat today? The Yerushalmi says that you should be able to be asay docha los asay, right? The mitzvah's matzah should be docha chadash. So the Rebbe Yonason asks, because they forgot what the shear was. Let's say we know what the shear is. They ate a kazayis. But how do you know you're eating more? You may be eating less than a kazayis, you may be eating more than a kazayis. So the odds are that you're doing an iser without a tchiyah. So the Minchas Chinuch asked, why did the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason have to ask mitzad that they forgot about mitzad the avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu? Every time when you eat a kazayis because of the problem of ef shel etzamtzem, you're really getting into the realm of the kasha of Rabbi Yonason and Eibshitz. Because maybe more, maybe less. Maybe he did exactly. It's one possibility out of three. Two possibilities are that you're not allowed to do what you're doing. That's the Minchas Chinuch's problem. Okay.
We weigh the possibility of exact the same level as like less or more.
Because it could be. Because you're trying to get exact. So it could be this way or that way. You know. What you're asking reminds me. What you asked me, when you learn the sugyas and getting about the throwing a get within 4 hours, I'm going off on the tangent a little bit. So people think that because the ef shel etzamtzem, it can't be that you hit it on the nose, which doesn't make sense. Of course, it could be that you hit it on the nose. It's as much a chance that you hit it on the nose as much as you did it less or did it more. But those are three equal possibilities because you're trying to get exact, but it could be a little bit more or exact. But the majority of possibilities are that it's no good. So that's the Minchas Chinuch problem. Okay. In other words, I'm bringing down the Minchas Chinuch over here just to show you that the same type of problem that Rabbi Yonason asked on the Yerushalmi from the Yavelus of Moshe Rabbeinu really is a problem in general. How can you say, I say, Deichelos, I say, because you have this problem of Ef shel etzamtzem. Okay. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovetz Aris, he brings down a question also on this idea. He asks like this. There's a concept that nasei docha lo sasei, that, right, we know the din is that a mitzvah sasei could be docha lo sasei. Zeder. But there's a condition that usually we say that it has to be be'idna. What does that mean? That the mitzvah, the kiyama mitzvah, and the avera, but the kiyama mitzvah has to be simultaneously with the avera. If the avera should happen before the kiyama mitzvah, you're able to avera now, but the mitzvah is only being in 3 seconds later, then you don't say asei dokolos asei. That to come together, that to come simultaneously. Frek Rabbi Chanan, how could Yerushalmi say that you should say asei dokolos asei? Frek Rabbi Chanan, this is in the Kavitz Aris, Simin Vov, Simin Zayin, Simin Vov, he asks, how can you say asei dokolos asei when you're eating? You're chewing and you're eating a bit after bit, you're over chatzi shir immediately, and you're not making the mitzvah until you ate the entire shir. Yeah, so there should be a problem of that's not bidna. How does the mitzvah doicha the losa say? How does the mitzvah doicha the is of chatzi shir, which is an is of isa minatayra? If you don't do it like that,
would you not be able to do it? You'd be over the isa but not be chayav malchus maybe.
We'll see. You could say, but how are you allowed to do it? You shouldn't be allowed to do it. If you don't have tchiyah, you shouldn't be allowed to do it.
If you don't have tchiyah,
yeah. Okay. So those are like three questions, the two questions, or three questions that are related to each other. First of all, you have the kasha of Rabbi Yonason, Eibshitz. How can you say asei dechalos asei, even though there is an idea of asei dechalos asei, but over here you're running into problems that they didn't know what the shir was. Then you have the Minchas Chinuch problem by every, when you do know the shir, but it's the Efshel Litzamzein, so you're really in the same realm, as the same problem as Reyes and Eibshitz. And then you have the other question of Rabbi Chanan, that he is that it's not be'idna. Okay, so we're going to go into these ideas here. Yeah, okay. That's his first teretz. That's Rabbi Chanan's first teretz. Good. Say it. So the stipler in Kedushin brings down the Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz's question. The stipler wants to say like this. We'll go through his different teretz. I'm going to say the stipler's two teretz over, and then we're going to say the third teretz, which is with more barichas. The stipler says like this. First of all, he says, Bepshuto Yesh Loimar. He says like this, that they forgot, he says, cute teretz, but it's L'Chareish to call it Chiddush also. He says like this, they forgotten the Avelos of Moshe Rabbeinu to Shiurim. He says, could it be that when they were Mekayim the mitzvahs matzah for years, or all the mitzvahs that you have to do, they forgot the Shiur? What do you mean? They were doing it continuously for 40 years in the Midbar. Okay. So what do you mean they forgot the Shiur? I mean, that's a question all the time. How do we know, you know, Machlokes or the Tefillin, you know, Rabbi Tam or Rashi? I mean, don't they have the Tefillin? Okay, we won't go to that. But anyway, so the stipler wants to say that. It could be they got from the Tagorim from the Yumas Oilam. The Tagorim from the Yumas Oilam. What? Good, that's a problem. Maybe they destroyed those Tagorim. They're not around anymore. But anyway, yeah. So the title says that certainly the shiurim of mitzvahs asays, like matzah, which they did for all the years, that they knew the shiur. What didn't they know the shiur of? They didn't have practical experience in the shiurim of isurim. The people with tzaddikim, that they weren't eating chazer in those days. They were learning Torah, but they didn't have the practical experience of the shiurim of isurim.
What do they get? The same shiur?
That's the chiddush of the stipler. That the stipler, you have to say according to the stipler, that even though it says achila by both, but you have to say that the shiur could have been different. And the stipler supports his premise by saying that the Gemara in Yuma says shiurim shel einchim. Osneil ben Kenas Tiknum, the shear of Einshim. He says, "Medayik, why does it say Shiurim shall Einshim? The shear Nogeya Einish. Why is it Nogeya? It's Shiurim. They forgot Shiurim. So the stipler wants to say that that's the pshat, that the Shiurim of a mitzvah they knew, but the Shiurim of Losa say they didn't know. So Mamela, they ate exactly the shear. They knew what the shear was. So you don't have the problem that maybe eating less, maybe eating more. They knew the shear of the mitzvah. And the shear could be daicha losasei. I have the problem of efshon tzamtzei. That's a different part. Okay. Okay, that's one teretz of the stipe. That's the sebepshuto yeshloimim.
What would they think the shear would be anyway?
Okay, well, says the stipe another teretz. And this he uses a lot of yesaitis for this. And we'll see very interesting things here. The stipe brings down a hem akshayla from the Netziv that says like this. That the Netziv says is mechadish with rayas. The Netziv brings rayas. That he says like this. That wherever the Torah mandated us to do a certain mitzvah, and there's a shear to it, but the shear wasn't put as a ceiling. There's no ceiling to that shear. The Torah didn't limit you that it has to be only that shear and not more. Like this, the Torah said to eat achilu, to toichel matzah. So we know that the shear of achilu is called a kazayas, but the Torah didn't put a ceiling that you could only a kazayas, nothing more. The Torah didn't put a limit on the shear. It didn't put a ceiling on the shear. Like the shear is only like the minimum. So says this, this says the Hemek Dover, says the Netziv, that wherever a person consciously eats more than the shear in one continuum, he eats a shear kazayis and eats another kazayis and eats another kazayis in one continuum, with the thought of being mekayim the mitzvah with these 3-4 kazayim that he's eating, you're mekayim a mitzvah. In other words, don't think, says the stipler. No, that mitzvah.
The same mitzvah.
Because the whole 3 kazayim that you're eating goes into the mitzvah.
That's the mitzvah,
he brings rayas to it. Because they want to slug up the rayas, but that's the mitzvah.
As opposed to only being more than
the shir kazayis is rishus. You're not mekayim a mitzvah anymore. Says the stipler, says the Hemek Dover, that when you eat, where the Torah didn't put a ceiling. If the Torah put a ceiling, that means that's it. More than that's not the mitzvah anymore. But where the Torah didn't put a ceiling on it, Torah didn't put a limit on the shear. So then the amount that you'll eat, and you ate it in one continuum without any hafsik, everything goes into the shear, everything goes into the mitzvah matzah. So Mela says the stipler, that it could be, so that's the answer. They ate so much in one continuum that they would know, that they knew they were mekayim the mitzvah. What's your problem? Maybe the mitzvah is only a kazayis, but if I'll eat 3 or 4 kazayisim, that'll also be part of the mitzvah. It's also part of the mitzvah. If I have that in mind, that it should be for the mitzvah's matzah, and I eat it in one continuum. So they're all part of the mitzvah. I'm a kind of mitzvah with the 3 kazayisim. So they ate that much that they knew that they were certainly a kind of mitzvah. And Memela, Eid is an Isra of Chadosh. I say, Dochalos, I say. The mitzvah will be doiched alos. I say, what was the problem? Maybe you're eating too much, too little. There was no problem. You ate that much that you knew you got beyond the shear. And there's no limit to the shear. And if there's no limit to the shear, that means anything that you eat in one continuum is part of the mitzvah. And it can be doiched, and it's doiched.
Why didn't you go that far? Like, what? You just said that they tried to eat the exact amount, and they're 2 against 1.
It says even better. He says, that they knew that for sure. They knew for sure that they didn't. There's no problem. They knew that for sure that they got beyond the less than a shear. So, anything else goes into the mitzvah, so it's doich.
And let's say if you don't want to eat 4, because I assume you only want to eat 1, it also won't be a problem, because chances are you ate more or equal than less.
Yeah, okay, but he says even better.
But you're making
this mafsik, then it's not. That won't be the mitzvah.
Why is it even better, though? You're making it, because then you have to eat more.
That's not only 2 against 1. It's completely.
Assuming you eat 5
kazayim. Okay. Oh, but wait a second. But this brings us into a major idea over here. What's happening over here? And this is why it's not be nogeya for what we're going to be learning. I say in a lot of inyanim. What's happening over here? Does anybody have a problem with this? It's gvaldika. Peter Hamidavi has a gvaldika pshat. But if you're Lamdin, you should have a problem. Who says that such a situation mandate allows you to say asay dechalos asay. You don't have to eat those extra two seisim. It goes into the mitzvah if you did it. But are you mechoyev to eat those extra two seisim? No. So who says that that's doicha? In other words, you maybe the shear was really one size. And what did you do? You ate three kazaisim. Those two kazaisim, good. The Netziv says they become part of the mitzvah. But were they compulsory to have been eaten? No. They weren't compulsory. And those two extra zaisim that you're eating chodosh, right? So who says there's going to be tree on that? In other words, you didn't have to eat those extra two kazaisim. When you eat them, you mekayim the mitzvah. But you didn't have to eat them. There was no compulsory mandate that you had to eat those extra kazaisim. So who says there's tchi on such a thing? Yeah, you had a problem. Yeah. Who says there's tchi? No, let me say it. Rabbi Chanan says it over. That's the way that the stipler writes it. When there's no hechrech achiyuv, but there's a kiyum, is that doicha? Maybe it's not doicha losasei. Rabbi Chanan says it, the title was a Gewaldiger Lamdin, but here, and he's a Gewaldiger writer. He writes terrific. The title writes terrific. Besides that, he's Meiridik. He writes great. But over here, I think Rabbi Chanan outdid him in how to write it. Because listen how Rabbi Chanan writes this as a Lamdin. Look what he writes there. Besugya dasei doicha lo sasei. Tzorech levarer im hadchiyah. Who kadesh tiskayim ho asay? O kadesh lo tisbatel ho asay? Here we said that, Alamda says it. Is tria based upon this that the Torah says is a concept called asay dochalos asay? Is it because the Torah is interested that there should be a kiyum? That you should have a mitzvah? Yeah, good, now you have a mitzvah, you get a check, very nice. Or because if you won't be doicha, you're going to be mevatel asay? What's nafkamina? Where you won't have a bittel and what you won't have a kiyum? Like this case over here. What's happened? If you don't eat the extra two kazaisim, you don't have a key in my mitzvah, but do you have a bittel of the mitzvah by not eating those extra two kazaisim? No. There's no bittel. You're not going against the Torah by not eating those extra two, but you won't have the key. So this is such an example where you have the kiyum of the mitzvah, but you won't have a bittel of the mitzvah if you won't do it. So what's the idea? What is doicha lo sasei? Is it the fact that the Torah is interested you should have a kiyum? You have a kiyum, or is the Torah interested because I don't want you to have a bittel? I don't want you to think that you should be a mevatel in the mitzvah. What's an afkamina? Our case over here, right. Says Rabbi Chanan. Says the stipler. He brings and Rabbi Chanan also. They bring rayas. One of the rayas is from what we learned above Metzia. Above Metzia, that is okay. Above Metzia, we learned a din like this. We learned a din that Gemara wants to say that a kohen should be able to be meshiv in aveda, even if he has to go into a beis hakvaros, because of asei dochalos asei. Gemara says there is no asay docha los asay because it's a los asay vasay. A kohen has besides a los asay, he has an asay not to become tamei, and ain't asay docha los asay vasay. But without that problem, you would say asay docha los asay. What happened? He saw an aved over there, and he has to go into the Beis HaKfaros. It's a Beis HaKfaros to get it. Yeah, we'll say asay docha los asay. If you remember, from the Gemara's, it's Mavur, and this is the Ramban, what I'm saying over now. That the mitzvah's asay of Hoshev Toshivim is only when it gets into your hand. When you picked up the Aveira, then you have the mitzvah's asay of Hoshev Toshivim. Before that, all there is Losucha L'Salim. You're not allowed to, ignore the Aveira, but there's no mitzvah's asay. And Rashi speaks out, when we learned in the Bar Mitzvah, that only an asay is doicha los asay, not a los asay. Losucha l'salim can't be doicha the tum of the kohen. It has to be the mitzvah's asay. Fret the Ramban, there is no mitzvah's asay yet. You don't have the mitzvah's asay until you picked it up. Says the Ramban, because if you will pick it up, you can have a mitzvah's asay. It's doicha ready. What do you mean? You're not going to have a bittle of this assay if you're going to ignore it. If you're going to ignore it, not pick it up. And you're not going to pick it up because he's tummy. He'll become tummy. Oh, you're going to have a mitzvah. You're going to have a mitzvah. Are you going to be mevatel anything if you don't pick it up? No! Says Rabbi Chanan and the stipler, oh, that's a raya, that it's not the bittel, that it's the fact that the Torah is interested that there should be a kiyum. And to get a kiyum, in this case, by us, I'm going to get a kiyum mitzvah, even though I'm not required to do it. If I don't eat these extra two kazaisim, I'm going to the mitzvah with one kazais. But if I eat three kazaisim, I eat two kazaisim more, I'm going to get a kiyum mitzvah and those two kazaisim also. Am I mevatel anything if I don't eat those two kazaisim? No. So who says there's tchia? Yeah, there's tchia. The fact that there'll be a kiyum of a mitzvah, you'll get, there's going to be a mitzvah in the world now. That's teicher. Teicher the losa say. What? He would be able to go in. Yeah.
Even though when he goes in, he hasn't picked it up.
Yeah, that's right. Because of the fact that we know there'll be when he picks it up, there'll be a mitzvah. That's a different question. That they say maybe that's also part of it. That's Rishonim asked that question. That's a good question. The Rambam asked that also. The Rambam asked that also. Those are all the questions over there. Oh, okay. So he brought a raya that the kima mitzvah. I want to give another example, which is an interesting thing to know. Another example where this comes into play, that the kiyum hamitzvah is what's going to be doicha alosase. Not the fact that you're going to be mevatel it. Because we can have situations where you're in a situation where if you'll do it, you're going to be mekayim. But if you don't do it, you're not going to be called mevatel. You're not mevatel the mitzvah. Like our case over here. Let me give you another case. Very interesting. Rav Kivega, this is also what we had in Kedusha, but the guy be Kibbut Aveim. I'm not going to go into the Shaila what he asked about Kibbut Aveim, but it's a nice Shaila. And Rav Kivega's Lashon is so sharp. He says like this. nice question. He says, let's say a guy is has two mitzvahs in front of him. He has a mitzvah A, that he can be Mekayim, that required to be Mekayim. And he has Mitzvah B, he's also required to do Mitzvah B. The only thing is that Mitzvah B demands of him to spend more than a chaimish, more than a fifth of his monies, which he's not Mechuyiv to do. A person, in order not to be over on a Mitzvah Lo Saseh, you're Mechuyiv to give up all your money, right? Not to be over on a Avera, all your money. But to be Mekayim a mitzvah sasei, all you have to spend is a fifth of your monies. You don't have to spend all your money for a mitzvah sasei. What happens if a guy has to spend a third of his money in order to be Mekayim a mitzvah B? And he has mitzvah A in front of him. Says Reb Kivega, someone wanted to say, it's also for him to do mitzvah B, because he's not Mechuyiv to do mitzvah B. He's got mitzvah A that he's mechuyev to do. Mitzvah B is not mechuyev to be to do. It's also for him to do mitzvah B. Let me say, give an example like this. A person has a mitzvah that he's mechuyev in. A woman has a mitzvah matzah that she has to do. And then she has another mitzvah which she's only doing al tzeinu mitzvah v'vayisa. She has in front of her a mitzvah that she's required to do and a mitzvah that she's einu mitzvah v'vayisa. Is she allowed to do the mitzvah she ain't mitzvah v'oisa on the cost of the account of not doing the mitzvah that she's mechuyev in? Of course she's not allowed to do it. It's also for her to do a shofar if she has to do matzah, if it would come out at the same time. Right. It would be also. Why? Because you're not mechuyev in that. It's a mitzvah in a mitzvah v'oisa. Hey, you're mitzvah v'oisa. What do you mean doing that on this? Zot Reb Kiga. Are you going to say the same thing over here? Says Reb Kivega, Has Mila Haskir. God forbid to say such a thing. When a person has a chiv, really, he has a chiv. He's a mitzvah v'oisa on this mitzvah of mitzvah B. Except the Torah said, you don't have to spend that much money on it. If I decide that I want to spend that much money, I have every right to do it. It's called a mitzvah v'oisa versus another mitzvah v'oisa. Yeah, Reb Kivega. Gvaldiger Reb Kivega. Yeah, this could happen a lot of times. You know, mitzvah say you have two mitzvahs haseis. One, you have to spend too much money for, which you're not mechuyev to do. And the other thing, says Rabbi Kivega, you're certainly allowed to do whichever mitzvah you want to do.
Even by mitzvah losa, or no?
No, that's not. But so says Rabbi Kivega, this is not called any mitzvah losa. You had a discretion that you didn't have to do it. But if you decide to do it, it's a mitzvah b'isa. Now, how am I applying this? Let's say, would it be doicha lo sase? Not a case of A and B, where mitzvah A is costing me too much money, and I'm not mechuyev to do it. But if I do it, it's mamish a mekim of an ena mitzvah v'aisa. It can't be doicha lo sase, right? That's for sure. It has to be a mitzvah v'aisa. So this is my other example. If it has a mitzvah where it costs him too much money to spend for the mitzvah, so he's not mechuyev to do it. If he won't do it, he's not going to be called mevatel the mitzvah. But he wants to do it, but it's on the expense of halav. Oh, what you were saying now, it'll be doicha. Because the kiyum of a mitzvah could be doicha lo sase, even if there's no mitzvah of the mitzvah. That's my other example. You have the tziv's way. So I'm giving you two examples of where you have a kiyum of the mitzvah without a bittel of the mitzvah. What's that? When the kiyum of the mitzvah is one kezayis. I eat another two kezayis, I'm not mechuyev to do that. I'm not going to be called mevatel if I don't eat it. But if I do eat it, I'm called b'kayim the mitzvah. Says the stipler, says the Rabbi Chanan, that'll be doicha. My case also will be the same thing, where he doesn't have to spend that much money, so he's not called being mevatel if he won't do it. But if he does do it, he's called b'kayim the mitzvah. If it comes in opposition to a lav, it'll be doicha. Okay, so far, so good. Okay. I think if you think good, I think that yesh lechalik between the Stipler's case and my case and the case that he brings down from the Ramban and the case of he brings another ayat, but we won't go into that. Now let's get to another important thing here.
So you also have to pay for the lav, no?
So you have to give up all your money for a lav.
Right, so if it's a case of I say more than a chomesh and a lav.
That was, we'll talk about it. That's a different thing. That's something else. That's the, you're touching on Rav Meir Atlas's question that he's, Rav Meir Atlas, Rav Chanan's father-in-law, he brings down from Rabbi such a case. We'll talk about it if we have time. Probably won't have time. Okay, good. Okay. Oh. So far we gave two terutz. The Stipler's terutz about that the shiurim of mitzvahs asei they never forgot. Only they only forgot the shiurim of los aseis of oinshin, and then we had this terutz of the based on the hemek dover, the hemek shayla. Rabbi Chanan, in answer to his question about beidna, that's not simultaneously. You're eating the chatzi kezayis before you were ever mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah you only when you eat the whole kezayis, and here every bit that you're eating, you're already chatzishir. Good. And we have the Rabbi Yonasan Abe's question. Maybe you're only eating a half a shir. The Minchas Chinuch's problem, maybe you're only eating less than the kezayis because the actual it's the same. So how can you be doicha? And also maybe you're eating too much. So also how can it be doicha? That was the problem. So Rabbi Chanan wants to answer what he says, and this is what the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan answered his question. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, this is brought down in the Kuntras Achron, in back of the Shagas Arias, which in your Shagas Arias is not there. I tried to get the Kuntras Achron, but it's not there in yours. But in the Kuntras Achron, in the old time of Shagas Arias, he brings down from Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, that Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz answered like this, which is listen good because it's... He says like this. Which will bring us into a welt. Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz said like this: Chatzi shir is aser, right? But in chatzi shir, where if you'll eat the entire shir, is going to be mutter. So the chatzi shir is not aser. What's the problem? You're going to eat a chatzi shir of chadash without being mekayim the mitzvah. When you ate only a chatzi shir, you're over a chatzi shir of chadash, and you weren't mekayim the mitzvah if you're only going to eat chatzi shir. But chatzi shir is not usur in a situation where if you will eat the entire shir, it's going to be mutter. And here, if you're going to eat the entire shir, if you're going to eat the full shir, if you eat a kezayis, what are we afraid of? You're going to eat less than a kezayis. Let's say the mitzvah is going to eat less than a kezayis. because Yerushal Tzaim said, maybe a little less. Oh, a little less than the Kazayis is Chatzishir and it's Osir and you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah. What are you saying? That you have a situation where you're over Chatzishir, right? Says Rabbi Chanan, you're not over Chatzishir, because if I will eat the entire shir, if I will eat a Kazayis, which I didn't do it, I didn't eat the whole shir. But if I will eat the entire shir, would it be Osir? No. Why? Because I say no chalos, I say, right? When I eat the Torah. So the chetz shir is that osir.
If you only eat three quarters of the shir, are you right, or no? No, it won't be in such a situation.
It won't apply because if I eat the entire shir, it's going to be mutter.
Wait.
I eat the entire shir, but the chetz shir is not going to be osir.
If
the
honest happens, you don't end up eating
the shir. Yeah, still, I won't be over because chetz shir is not going to be osir when the shir is mutter.
But you're not.
Listen.
You don't have entire shears.
But chatzi shear is not also in a situation where the entire shear is mutter.
If you only have three quarters of a shear.
Yeah, right. You're not going to be over anything. Let me get, listen good. A Yavama stuck a thing. Rabbi Chanan brings this down. Listen cute. Listen to this. Rabbi Chanan brings down. When he brings down the stories, he says, Cain this idea, he brings down Hashem like this. The Gemara in Yevamos wants to say that, you know, we learned in the that if the Yevama is an erva to the Yavam, there's no Yibum, right? We learned that Tesvav Arayis. We learned that Kedushin a lot of times. You remember Sugis there with Miyun and everything, right? Tesvav Arayis. Gemara asks, why not? Why don't you say Asay Dochalos Asay? So Gemara says Asay Dochalos. Ain Asay Dochalos Asay Sheyesh Bo Karis. The arayas are kares. The mitzvah yibum is only a mitzvah asay. It can't be doichalos asay sheish b'karis. But it's mashma from the Gemara that if I say doichalos asay sheish b'karis, you would be able to do yibum on an erva. The Rambam holds that lo sikra v'ulagalos erva, mean getting close to an erva, not only having relations mamish, having contact with an erva. Is also midiraisa. It's also midiraisa. So frekt Rabbi Chosef, frekt the Welt. When are you mekayin the mitzvah yibum in the embracing of the yavama? No, with the beer. So there's a problem. You're over the los hasei of los sikrevu, which is embracing itself before you mekayin the mitzvah. It's not again. It's not simultaneous. Yeah, but if you say dochalos, I say sheyesh bo kares. If you would say it, it would be doicha. That's mashav in the Gemara. Frek Rabbi Chan, frek the Welt. Why should it be doicha? There's an avera that's happening before you became the mitzvah. What's the avera? Lo sikravu legalos erva. What does that mean? Embracing before the actual relations, right? So and that's not bidna anymore. So how's it doicha? How could I say dochalos, I sheyesh bo kares? So what does he say? What's the answer? The answer is there is no Isser of Los Sikrevu where the beer is mutter. The Isser of Los Sikrevu is because it'll bring you to the beer. Okay. But where the beer is mutter, because I say Dokalos, I say Sheshmo Kares, so the Los Sikrevu is not there. Yeah, the same idea. Where the Los Sikrevu is, the Los Sikrevu is because it's to keep you away from the beer. Where the beer is going to be mutter, there's no Los Sikrevu. So he brings the Kakhtiri to the base of Levi. Mesa Levy answered like this. Oh, now. This brings us into something like this. I want to tie it like this. Listen good, because it's going to get a lot of ideas over here now. I'm not alone this. I want to tie it that this Teretz of Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz and Rabbi Chanan. So that's what they're saying. The less than the shear is no problem, because there is no Easter when the whole shear is going to be mutter. You got that? That's it's good. It's nice. But I want to tell you that it's totally in how you understand the Isser of Chatzishir. What do I mean? Listen good.
This is not much question on me.
I'm saying that this Rabbi Chanan and this Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, this Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz is brought down in Kuntras Achron in the back of the Shagas Aryeh Simon Tzadok Vav. If you have it, I'll show you later if you want to see. He brings down this Teretz for Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz. I want to tell you like this. There's two ways how to understand what the Isser of Chatzishir is. What does that mean? A shir kazayis is awesome. Less than a shir is awesome in a Torah. Why? What's the lumdus in the Isser? So the Gemara's lashon is chazi l'tzarufi, because it could be mitzarif to another chatzi shir and become a whole shir. In other words, if I eat a chatzi kazayas chaza, and there's a shir of zman of kedei achilas pras, if I eat another chatzi kazayas within 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes, whatever it is, it's mitzarif to become one achila, right? Everybody knows. So memela, it's chazi l'tzarufi. That's the Yisr. What is that? So some understand it that the idea is that chatzi shir is osur min haTorah because it's a syog. A syog not to come to a full shir. What does that mean? That in essence, this chatzi shir is not osur. It doesn't have the poise, doesn't have the it's not the heftz of chazal. It's not the Yisr. But you'll eat to it, you come to that. So there's a fence, there's a guard. Don't, you won't come to the shir. Wait. Others learn, not like that, that the pshat is that a chatzi shir is usur, because it's the isur in a reduced form. Not that it's a siyog. When I eat a kohosh kazayas, so my Isser is only that last little bit that I ate. The Isser is made up of that every little bit, the beginning part also. Everything goes into the Isser. Everything goes into what was Usser. Even that little bit was Usser. Like the Meshech Chochma says like this. Says, it explains it very good. The Heftza of the Isser is even in it a little bit. But quantitatively, you don't have enough of those little bits in order to be given B'chuyiv Malkus. Qualitatively, you have in this little bit the same Easter, you have the same chaza poison that you have in a lot in a kazayis. So that little bit, that reduced form, that it's a miniature, that's awesome. But you need a lot of it in order to be mechuy malchus. You need an amount of this poison, but the poison exists in every little bit. So it's awesome mitzaratzma. So chatzi shir is also mitzaratzma. So I want to say like this.
Less than chatzi shir should also be asur. So why is
It means it's even less than chatzi shir. They all say it's, except there's a Maram Chalava that maybe says you need chatzi shir, but like this, everyone says it's not the davka chatzi shir. Chatzi shir means even a little bit. Good, but yes, good. So it's even a little bit. So I want a taina. That Rabbi Chanan's vart and Rabbi Yonason's vart is only true that, what do they say? That you won't be over, there won't be a chatzi shir, because if you eat the whole thing, it'll be mutter. That's only true if you learn that it's a siyog. But if you hold that it's not a siyog, that it's atzmi tzaratzmo, then you don't say this vart. Now, you'll ask me, what do you mean? Even if you say that each little bit is also mitzaratzmo, but if the whole shir is mutter, how could this chatzi shir be mutter, be asur? So I tell you like this. Okay, there's an answer to it. There's an answer. In other words, I'm telling you a chilik and the lumdus, how do you explain the chatzi shir? So I want to say that Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Yonason are only if you hold that it's a siyog. But if you hold that it's not a siyog, that it's mitzvah shem mitzvah, then it doesn't pass that teretz. It's not so much what I'm saying, could be that it is shaykh, but I am right, because if you take a look in the Kuntres Achron, asks a Mayritik Akasha on Rabbi Yonason's teretz. What do you mean if I eat the whole thing, it's going to be mutter? Because I say dochalos, I say. It's a siog. And if I eat the whole thing, so it's going to be mutter. What happened? I ate a chatzishir of chodesh, right? Who says the next chatzishir has to be of matzah? Maybe the next chatzi shir will be another piece of chodesh that's not matzah. Who says it's going to be matzah? It's an answer to the kasha, Rabbi Yonason's friend. The chatzi shir can't be also, because if I eat the whole shir of chodesh, I'm going to be mutter. That's if I eat chodesh of matzah. But who says I'm going to eat chodesh of matzah? Maybe it's a shiok for chodesh of not matzah. Now we're it's not involving in the mitzvahs, I say. It's the eyes of the kasha. So he said b'daychik, because the siyog, the kuntres achron is, he says, the siyog is what's in front of you. And in front of you is probably matzah. Okay, it's a daychik. But lemaisa, that's why I'm correct. Because since the Isser of Kodesh is, not because Who says that the next Chatzi Kazayis is going to be matzah? So if you hold it, it's a siyog, so you can say what he says. The siyog is what's in front of you. What's in front of you, eat. What's in front of you, eat, was probably a matzah dikachodosh. Okay, that's what he wants to say. But if you say that, it's also mitzarat, so then for sure he's correct. That the dikachodosh is the same. Okay. Now, what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina between these two ways of understanding? Besides that, we said this, maybe the teretz of Rabbi Yonasan is shayach or not shayach. What's the nafkamina? So I'm going to tell you very good. Listen good. Listen good, because it's good. This is good. Listen good. Listen good. What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? Because you get a lot of yiddish, it's good. And the good lumdus here. Listen good. Listen good. What's the nafkamina, whether it's al syog, or if you hold that, the thing itself is also. So listen in lumdus. If you hold that it's a syog, what does that mean? It's a siog. That really is nothing usher in this chatzishir. In this half a piece of chaza, there's nothing really wrong with it. Except, you may come to eat another piece, and that's going to be usher, so keep away, keep away. So it comes out, the chatzishir of chaylev, chatzishir of nevela, chatzishir of kezayis, is all the same avera. It's all what we would call in lumdus, in the Gemara language, it's called the same shame iser. It's the same Easter. Okay. Siog. That's what it's called. It's Siog. Is it Chaza? It's not Chaza. Is it Nevela? It's not Nevela. Is it Chalev? It's Chalev. It's not Chalev. It's Osir, Chatzishir, Siog. I mean, listen, all the different Chatzishirs are one Aveira. It's the same Aveira. Wait. But if you hold that the thing itself is chaza in a reduced form, it's poison, but you don't have enough of that poison, but it's enough poison to be Osir. So there's chatzishir of chaylev, there's chatzishir of chazir, there's chatzishir of nevela, there's chatzishir of truma, right? Isn't that makes sense what I'm saying, right? If it's a siog, all it is, that's these, a chatzishir. There's no chatzishir chaylev, chatzishir this, it's chatzishir. What's the avera? Make a siog for the averas. But if it's a thing that's that itself, osir, then it's a... So you'll ask me, okay, Rebbe, fancy footwork, but what's the nafkamina in that? What's the nafkamina in that? No, that's not for sure. It's not mitzarif. It won't be mitzarif. It won't be mitzarif. It won't be mitzarif because it can't come to the same avera. So what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? Can anyone come up with a nafkamina? You want to hear a good nafkamina? Nafkamina like this. Nafkamina, if a guy's a bikkur, the guy's sakonis nefashis. So there's a Gemara in Yuma. The din is that machilon or so hakala kal tchila. The din is that it goes through. You have to give him what's less of an issa, what's lighter in the gravity of Averis. Even though everything that he's going to do is going to be mutter because it's bikkur nefesh. But if I have a curry stick of issa, if I have chaylev and I have nevela, I'm going to give him nevela because that's only allowed. This has what do you call it? So what am I saying? So if all the chatzishirs are the same, that doesn't matter which one you give them. But if you hold that each shame is a different shame, that each chatzishir is a different thing, there's a chatzishir of nevela, there's a chatzishir of chaza, there's a chatzishir of chaylev, what am I going to have to give the guy to save the guy? I'm going to have to give him a kalakal tchila. I'm going to have to give him first in the order of leniency. I can't go give him the chaylev when I can give him the nevela. Because nevela is only a lav, chaylev is a kares. But if you hold it to syog, I can give him whatever I want.
Chatzishir of
Karis
is different, but it's a
yeah. It's Chumris. Even though it's only
Chatzishir. Even if it's all Siyag, it's
all same affair. No, but if it's Siyag, then it's the same thing.
Maybe a Chatzishir of Karis as a Siyag is worse than a Chatzishir.
It's all Siyag. It's all Siyag.
Which one's worse?
Yeah, it's all Siyag.
What's the difference?
Nevela is
just a
lav? It's a
lav,
yeah.
And
Mechelev
is a what?
Yeah. Okay, and then there's another nafkamina. Another nafkamina is like this. This is the nafkamina. The tzlach and Reb Kivega both want to say in different ways, but he says like this. What happens, you're coming to the end of Pesach, and you have chametz, and you're eating a chatzi kezayis chametz, and you don't have time to eat the next chatzi zayis until it's after Pesach. So, you know, the tzlach wants to say that chatzishir won't be usher. It won't be usher. I'm talking about chametz. Chametz, guy's eating chametz. So he's eating chatzishir of chametz, at the last second, where all he can eat is that chatzik shir, and he doesn't have time within the Achilles Pras in order to eat the other one, because it's going to be not Yontif anymore. It's not going to be Pesach anymore. Says the Tzlach, that would be mutter. Chatzik Zayis would be mutter. It's probably not the nicest thing to do, but it's, you're not over at chatzik shir. Why not? Because the Yisr of Chatzis Shir is a Syog. Over here, Pasnishkin Syog. But if you say that the thing is with Atzmo Aser, then it's with Atzmo Aser, it'll be Aser. Rabbi Kivega says the same idea, we've got to be a different idea about drinking. Okay, we won't go into that. Now, just because the time is short, I just want to say one last thing. Okay. Something I must get good with mother, which was it? Chatzis Shir is Aser. Minatayra. The Achreinim talk about what if a guy only has a chatzis shir of matzah? No, Avira. Matzah. He's got matzah. But that's matzah. Is there a chiyuv to eat chatzis shir matzah? In other words, the same way that there's an iser of chatzis shir iser, is there a din of chatzis shir mitzvah? Ad kedei kach that you mechuyev to do it. You mechuyev to do it. Are you not? Is there a din of chatzis shir gabei a mitzvah? The same way that there's a din of chatzis shir of iser. So the Stei Chemed brings down from the Birkei Yosef that he's Marich Ma'oid in this and Tzimin Tav Pei Beis and Hilchus Pesach. He's Marich on this. The Stei Chemed brings down a sefer called the Derech HaMelech. What would you say? He says, Gevaldik. Yes, he says, Gevaldik. It's Talinus Chakira. It's Talinus Chakira. If Chatzishir is usher out Syog, that's only by an Isra, but not by a mitzvah. By a syog. But if it's be'etzem that there's something here in the mitzvahs, it has part of the poison here, the mitzvahs, that's part of the mitzvah. So there'll be a mechiv. He wants to tell him that chagira. Says the Stei Chemed, I want to bring a raya from Rabbi Yenison. I ask this is a question that there is no mitzvah. Because what Rabbi Yenison I should ask, maybe you're eating less than a kazai is.
Oh, then there'll be
on the chatzis shir. It'll be on the chatzis shir. Must be that he holds there's no mitzvah on the chatzis shir. That's what Stei Chemed wants to say in Chelek Gil. And then in Chelek Ches, I saw he brings down Shuv Danti Alzeh, and he says, no, it could be that Tchia needs a mitzvah gemurah. Tchia needs a mitzvah gemurah. You don't say that. It's a little, big one. A little one is a little one. You need a mitzvah gemurah. Just so we end off with one last thing. I'll just throw this out to you. Some want to bring a raya. This is good for your lumdis. Some want to bring a raya that there's no din of a mechatzi mitzvah. That if you have a chatzi shir of the mitzvah, there's a chiv to do it. Part of a mitzvah is garnished. They want to bring a raya from the Mechaber in Hilchas Shofar. It says in Hilchas Shofar that if a person doesn't know the Tashrat, he doesn't know how to do, he only knows how to do a Tekiyah. He doesn't know how to do a Shvarim Trua. You don't do anything. If he knows Tashrat, the whole Tashrat, but he doesn't know how to do Tarat, then you do Tashrat. But within one simen, that's called a simen, within the Tashrat, he only knows how to do a tkiya, or he only knows how to do a true, but he doesn't know how to do a tkiya. You don't do anything. So does someone want to bring a raya? What do you mean? Do a mixas mitzvah. Do part of the mitzvah, part of the shir, do part of it. Do part of the mitzvah. Must be that there's no such din. By a mitzvah, there's no such din to do a part. Is that a raya or not? So stay chemit to the vad, it's nishkein raya. Why not? It's poshut, why not? Could you see the difference here between? Let me present a different case. Akira v'hanocha on Shabbos. You need to do an akira and a hanocha, right? Rishus Hayochad, Rishus Rabin. If a guy does just an akira, woo! It should be osur of chatzis shir midiraisa. It's not. It's only osur midrabbanan. Maybe I'll see. Come. What?
It's only an akira.
No, the better answer. Better answer than that. What's the answer? You can see it clearly with akira and hanocha. The difference is like this. And when do you say chatzis shir, where it's a problem in shir? What does that mean? You have the entire thing in this reduced form, except you don't have enough of it. But when you talk about an akira without an anacha, you don't have, that's not Shabbos, that's not the aveira of Shabbos. The aveira of Shabbos is the akira without anacha. If you only do an akira, that means you did only half of a malacha. You didn't do a malacha in its reduced form. When you do tzedkia without a shvarim trua, you didn't do the mahus of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is all three together. It's not a vart and sheer. So Mela Vada over there is no din to do a half. Because you're not doing anything by doing a half. Okay. So
if you only have half a sheer, you shouldn't do anything.
No, he said that he's close. Some say you do some.
Yeah, but the whole point, the whole reason why we're doing it is a zecher for Yitzchus Mitzrayim. So at least if you're eating a little bit of matzah.